From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. They are talking climate change and sea level rise on Miami Beach today. Rick Stone reports from the 6th Southeast Florida Climate Leadership Summit.
And this one, like last year's, is sold out. Attendees are exchanging sea level strategies and best practices amid forecasts that the changing climate could cause a catastrophic 2-foot rise in South Florida sea levels over the next half century. And the talk is not all about keeping the water back. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez said the economy is also at stake. He announced he's assembling a board of business, finance, and insurance leaders
to begin defining the steps needed to effectively incorporate consideration of sea level rise impacts into the planning and infrastructure projects.
The audience listened closely to another mayor, Philip Levine of Miami Beach, where sea level rise has already crossed the line from hypothesis to reality.
And it's not uncommon to see parked cars inundated by quickly rising floodwaters, pedestrians walking barefoot through knee-high waters, or even property flooding on a day full of sunshine.
Levine said his city's storm sewers are being retrofitted with special valves that will keep seawater from backing up into the streets. Speakers and panelists have come from far away. They include businessman and consultant Steven Slabbers from Holland, which has been keeping the sea at bay for 1,000 years with increasing sophistication.
One of the most annoying misunderstandings about the Dutch is that they only build levees. That's not true.
Also on the agenda, business opportunities created by the threat of rising seas. I'm Rick Stone in Miami Beach.
Parasailing just may be a little safer today. Marva Hinton has more on a new law that's now in effect.
The law is named for Kathleen Miskell and Amber White. They lost their lives in 2 separate parasailing accidents in Pompano Beach.
So after this occurred in my district, it became personal to me. It became a mission.
Delray Beach State Senator Maria Sachs says the state legislature had been trying to put regulations in place for the industry for more than 15 years without any success. But that all changed this year after she made sure lawmakers heard from the families of those who had died, as well as victims who had been injured in parasailing accidents, including a teenage girl who was videotaped slamming into a condo while parasailing in the Panhandle last year.
Well, I think part of it is that they had to see and experience for themselves the young kids who went through such traumatic injuries because of a lack of regulations.
The Democrat also credits bipartisanship and the industry. She says parasailing operators helped to write the regulations and that there are plenty of good operators out there.
I know this because I'm going up in a parasail this week, and I know that if I can do it, it's a safe thing to do.
The new law requires parasail companies to carry hefty insurance policies, and operators have to be licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard. They also have to closely monitor the weather and are prohibited from operating under adverse conditions. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And WLRN is now on iTunes Radio. So you just search WLRN, and then you add us to your station's playlist, and then we can go everywhere that you go. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?